March 13th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, reportedly the nation's most corrupt city, and for good reason. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and the month, and you will see a list of the guests together with the links to their websites. You may also see other links that you might find very interesting. You may see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. For questions or comments today during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. Now, I'm sure that our listeners know that we have an ongoing pledge drive. And if you wish to make a pledge to RBN, just call 800-724-2719. While we did have a date last week that we dedicated to the pledge, we are still really in need of funds. So I hope that you will be able to support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers, or you may also subscribe to the archives, or purchase some advertising if you have a product or a service to sell. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719 or going to republicbroadcasting.org. Our preference is cash. So that would be really great. I don't mean to be funny about this, but that's basically what the need is. We need some cash. My guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. And he has written an excellent article, as all of his articles are. Welcome to the program, Jonathan.
Well, thank you so very much for having me on once again, my dear sister.
Well, you're so sweet. I just love your articles, and you just they're so well resourced and researched and valid. I mean, I do have a question. Somebody asked me a question yesterday from Brian, and he said, will you ask Jonathan about so-called rockets that are fired into Israel? He says, I can never understand why they do it because all that happens is the Israelis use it as an excuse. I've thought for a long time that these people are working for the Israelis. And I sometimes think that people who create chaos in other countries either work for the CIA or the Mossad, and that, you know, it's false flag. They do something terrible and then blame it on somebody else, like the Palestinians. What do you think?
Well, you know, Sister Khalid Mishaal, who is the bureau chief of Hamas, who was recently stationed in Syria, and many of your listeners should know him as he was nearly assassinated by Mossad in Jordan a little over a decade ago when they attempted to poison him, and he survived it. And the operation was botched so badly that the Zionist entity had to provide the Jordanian kingdom with the antidote, otherwise Jordan was threatening to abrogate the peace treaty. And Khalid Mishaal once said that the rockets that we fire are outcry to the world. Because everyone knows that the rockets that Hamas and Islamic Jihad and the Popular Resistance Committees and several other resistance factions in Gaza, they don't kill anybody, they don't hurt anybody, and they don't do any damage, but it's their only way to respond to the ongoing aggression. And they hope that by firing these rockets into, I don't want to call it Israel, let's just call it occupied Palestine, where Zionist settlers live. They hope that it will cause enough turmoil that the Israeli settlers will ask the Zionist regime to stop bombing the Strip. I would agree with you, though, that they're not very effective, and I do think that they should try some sort of other military operation.
Okay, we do have to go to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Heart- Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah, and I have his website linked on the radio schedule page, but it is maskofzion.com, and I hope that you will go there and read his articles, and I really appreciate the correction. We should not use the word Israel. We should use the term occupied Palestine, because that is exactly what it is. That is what it has always been.
Yeah, this is something that I try to stress anytime that I write, sister, and anytime that I happen to be on the radio. I think that too often people, they say the word Israel as if it's a legitimate entity or a legitimate state for that matter, and they say the word Israeli as if this is a legitimate people when it's not. It doesn't matter whether we look at what was taken from occupied Palestine during al-Nakba from 47 to 48, where more than 500 Palestinian villages were destroyed and 800,000 of our brothers and sisters were expelled from their lands, or if we look at what took place during al-Naqsa, where the Zionist regime took over the Gaza Strip and the West Bank and Al-Quds, Jerusalem, and 300,000 more of our brothers and sisters were expelled from their lands. To me, it doesn't matter. And to the majority of Arabs, it doesn't matter either. And I would say that the majority of the world, it doesn't matter. Israel is an illegal, usurping, criminal, genocidal entity that should be abolished. And this is something that is contained by Zionist gatekeepers. And I guess that's going to be the discussion of the program today because of the piece that I just wrote. You can talk about the human rights abuses by the Zionist regime. You can talk about the slaughter of Palestinians and Lebanese and Syrians, and even the state terrorism of the Zionist regime that it carries out in Iran and Egypt and other places. But the moment that you cross the line and you say that this entity, this bastardized, usurping criminal entity in the heart of the Islamic world is a illegitimate entity, and it has no business whatsoever existing on any level, whether it's moral, historical, or legal, this is where you run into problems with the Zionist gatekeepers, including persons from the so-called left. So I think that we need to begin speaking in these sorts of terms, because the Zionist entity gets more insane as the days go by. And the reason why is because it feels that it's right to have a Jewish state in the heart of the Arab world is a legitimate one, when of course it isn't. So I think that the more the rhetoric heightens, and of course our rhetoric is just rhetoric and truthful and accurate rhetoric, the more you will see the Zionist gatekeepers fade farther and farther into nothingness, because they'll begin to realize that they have no place within our movement.
Right. Well, I see a real ramping up of their efforts in, you know, the movies that people are making, and the, you know, just recently, such as the Alex Jones movie, and other things on TV, on Fox News. I mean, they understand that there are more people who are believing the truth, who are listening to the truth, who are listening to people like you. And so they are heightening their efforts to try to silence people like you, by name calling and by other things, by their efforts.
Well, I would agree with this too, sister. And what I would say is that there has been no other entity in the world, no other army, no other organization, no other state that lures children into the range of their sniper rifles and then shoots them in the stomach just for sport. There's never been another entity or another state on the face of this planet that murdered more than 650 children for sport. It was national policy in the Zionist regime during the Second Intifada to shoot children anywhere that they moved, whether it was in the Gaza Strip or in the West Bank, so it would discourage their parents from resisting the occupation. No other state in the world has committed these kinds of abuses. So the fact of the matter is that no matter what Israel does, and obviously Israel has all the money in the world, as it's backed up by all the major Jewish banking families. The Jewish banking families are, in fact, the godfathers of this criminal entity. They own more than half the world's wealth, these deranged Jewish supremacist persons. But because of the advent of the internet, and because of radio programs like yours and my good friend Mark Lenz and a whole host of others, and because of research that is done by people like me and my good friend Martin Iqbal at Empire Strikes Black, and my good friend Zion Crime Factory, and several other persons who are young in their 20s and 30s, who are waking up and speaking to people of our generation. The fact is that the Zionist entity and the worldwide Jewish Zionist lobbying network is losing the information war. Even though they own the mainstream media and they dominate it from one end of the world to the other, whether it's in the Arab world or here in the West, the global information war, which is being fought online, they're losing it. I remember during Operation Cast Lead, and I think this is something that we've discussed on previous programs that we've done. I remember that the Zionists were freaking out, especially with the Zionists within the Knesset, because they realized their propaganda wasn't working. The fact remains is that they murdered 1,440 people, including 431 children during Cast Lead. They murdered the same amount during the July War in Lebanon. It was biblical slaughter of epic proportion. And it was indefensible on any level, no matter how hard they tried to defend it. So I do believe that the information war is one that they are losing and one that we are winning. And I would hope that as long as we keep up our efforts, as long as we remain resistant in the face of all of their pathetic and defamatory slanders and smears like anti-Semite and racist and Nazi and all of these other ridiculous things, I do believe that eventually the Zionist entity is going to collapse.
That would be absolutely wonderful, and let's hope that that we can keep up this information stream, because I really, really believe that people are listening. People who used to follow the other so-called truthers are now looking at it and saying, "Hey, wait a minute, just hold on. I just don't believe this anymore," and they're coming around. They're looking at new information, while they're looking at old information new with new eyes, and they are thinking for themselves. They are critically thinking and comparing what they get on one network to the things that they get on other networks like RBN, and they're saying, "Hey, you know what? This sounds true, and the other stuff just isn't."
Agreed. And I think that people, because they are becoming more awake and their knowledge is increasing, we're all becoming a bit more fearless in deconstructing the people within our quote unquote movement who we know are liars at their very core. I mean, Brother Keith Johnson, who's a very good friend of mine, he just recently annihilated the people over at InfoWars because of their support for the rabid racist Zionist Andrew Breitbart. And the aforementioned Brother Zion Crime Factory just put together a remarkable piece about Alex Jones, tearing him and exposing him limb from limb for his anti-Hitler and anti-Nazi propaganda, which of course is Jewish at its root. And the piece that I just completed, The Tribal Nexus, Zionists and Anti-Zionists Unite to Ensure the Survival of Israel, I took dozens of quote-unquote Jewish solidarity activists to task for their immediate reactionary behavior to criticize anyone that has anything negative to say about Jewish supremacism or Zionism as an international force, as an anti-Semite. I know that a lot of people would say that attacking people within our own movement is counterproductive and it benefits the enemy, but I would disagree 100%. Michael Collins Piper famously called these people the Judas goats. I think it is our responsibility to rout out the Judas goats within our mix and expel them, because they are doing a lot more harm than good inside the ranks of our movement.
Oh, I agree with you. In fact, Keith is going to be on my program tomorrow, and we're going to talk about basically the Judas goats within the movement. And I think it's imperative that we do expose them, and it's imperative for the movement. And, well, for goodness sake, it's truth, okay? Why lie when you have the truth? And, you know, it's part of the propaganda in that many people who who disseminate perhaps 90% truth and then they incorporate 10% lies, people will believe the whole 100%. But that is just wrong, because it's leading you down the wrong path. And so I think that it's absolutely essential that we have the truth, and you know, RBN is for people who can handle the truth. And so that's what I try to do on this program, and I know that many of the other hosts do also.
Exactly. And I think that one of the more prominent issues that we're facing, at least on my end from the Solidarity Network, is that we have an influx of Jewish participants within the Solidarity Movement who claim to be pro-Palestine, who claim to have solidarity with the oppressed Muslim peoples all over the world who, in one way or another, are being oppressed by international Zionism. And yet these people, while simultaneously claiming to be pro-Palestine, also say that they're pro-Israel. And this has been tolerated for one reason and one reason only, because everyone is so petrified to death of offending Jews somewhere in some part of the world for some ridiculous reason, that they hold their tongue, even though that they know it is fundamentally wrong to have these kinds of people within our ranks. If you identify yourself I guess we're going to have to go to a...
Right. Jonathan, hang on. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Today is Jonathan Azaziah, and his website is maskofzion.com. And I'm just in the finalization period of my book, The Ruling Elite, The Zionist Seizure of World Power. And I was going to put a timeline in my book, but it became so lengthy that I've had to put it online, and I'm adding to it every day as I go through my book, finalizing some of the editing and whatnot. And the Jews basically have been involved in terrorism for a very, very, very long time. They are behind most of the assassinations. They are behind, of course, World War I, World War II, all of the wars that we have encountered since the Civil War. So they've been very busy.
Absolutely have, and at least in Palestine, I know that the Zionist media, they always equate we Arabs and we Muslims with terrorism, but the fact remains is that the original terrorism, I guess we really can take it all the way back to the Young Turks, who were predominantly and overwhelmingly Jewish, and their reign of terror that left over 1.5 million Armenians dead has become legendary. And
right.
In the classical sense of the word terrorism, the very first actions of terrorism took place in Jaffa, when the Zionists put they placed bombs inside cafes all over Jaffa, murdering hundreds of different Arabs. And then, if I'm not mistaken, it was in September of 1937 also, where the Zionists first experimented with bus bombs. And then in the summer of 38, they first planted bombs inside markets. And then, of course, there was the very famous King David Hotel bombing and the assassination of Lord Moyne and the assassination of Count Folke Bernadotte, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And this is exactly what I mean. This is what I was going to say before we had to cut off to the break. If you do consider yourself to be pro-Israel, and you notice that a lot of leftists and a lot of quote-unquote liberal Zionists will always attempt to put some sort of humanistic and benevolent spin on the Zionist regime and on Zionism in totality, but you simply cannot. Not only if you identify yourself as pro-Israel, you're pro-terrorism, but you're pro-ethnic cleansing, you're pro-land theft, you're pro-racism, you're pro-genocide, you're pro-human trafficking. And you're pro-supremacism and you're pro-torture. I mean, one simply needs to look at the statements of the Zionist entity's leaders, both military, political, and intelligence over the years, and see what they think of Palestinians and Arabs and really non-Jews as a whole. And just look at their rabbis, whether it's Dov Lior, Ovadia Yosef, Yitzhak Lau, we can go all the way back to Rabbi Avraham Isaac Kook, who was the founder of quote-unquote religious Zionism. Every last one of them hold a negative, supremacist, racist, genocidal attitude towards non-Jews. And that's exactly what Israel was erected upon. It was erected upon hatred of non-Jews, and in this case, it was the Palestinian people. And I don't think that we need to look any further than what just took place at the very end of the Jewish genocidal holiday of Purim in illegally besieged Gaza. For absolutely no reason whatsoever, the Zionist entity decided to carry out an assassination of the Secretary General of the Popular Resistance Committees. And after that, they went on a rampage for the last 5 days. They murdered 25 Palestinians, including 3 little children, 4, 7, and 12, and they wounded over 100 people, more than half of them women and children. If you identify yourself as pro-Israel, you are identifying yourself as an advocate of this kind of carnage. So why would these kinds of people be allowed within our movement? Why? Because we need a Jewish voice? I believe, sister, that this is a false dichotomy, and I believe that the people who advocate such a thing are upholding the idea of Jewish supremacism, that we need a Jewish voice to validate genocide in Palestine or Iraq or Afghanistan or Kashmir or wherever it may be. And I think that this is something that needs to end, and it needs to end right now. If you consider yourself to be pro-Israel, you have no place within our ranks, period.
Well, that says it all, and I agree with you completely. And I had Fox News on yesterday just briefly, because I like to see what they're saying about certain things. And they were talking about the U.S. military man who killed, I believe it was 16 people. He just basically murdered them. They were non-military. And what they were saying on Fox was and the leaders in Afghanistan were very negative, appalled by this behavior. Of course, we've destroyed their entire country. But Fox News was saying, oh, look, all that we have done for Afghanistan and the wonderful things that we have done. Well, my gosh, we've gone over there, bombed their country into smithereens, back to the Stone Age, killed millions of people. Well, I don't know how many people we've killed, but have displaced so many people, millions of Afghans. And, you know, I've had Dr. Meraki on my program, and he wrote the book, Afghanistan After Democracy. The pictures tell the story in and of itself. We will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. And one cannot be in two camps. One cannot serve two masters. Either you stand for truth, even if it is unpopular, or you are doing the truth. You are doing the truth a drastic disservice. So I agree with you on that count.
This is something that we must always enforce, and that's the reason why I actually chose the quote from Messiah Jesus, alayhi salam, where he said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other." And he was speaking specifically about the Pharisees, and Jesus, alayhi salam, later on throughout the multiple books of the New Testament, he had no problem whatsoever in fearlessly calling the Pharisees what they were, which were children of the devil and liars. And the Pharisaic ideology, which of course is Jewish supremacism, is very much alive and well today. We see it in just about everything that we do. And you brought up Fox News. This is exactly where we can find Jewish supremacism at its finest and in its classical and purest form, because Rupert Murdoch, who is the son of an Orthodox Jewish woman and whose mother routinely meets with rabbis from the Jewish supremacist group Chabad Lubavitch, which is hands down the most powerful Jewish sect in the world today, and they have billions of dollars at their hands to spread their messianic and deranged ideology. On Fox News, you will find the most rabid and the most egregious examples of anti-Muslim and anti-Arab racism. And the story that you had mentioned right before we went to the break about occupied Afghanistan is the perfect example. But I don't know if you noticed this, sister, but there are conflicting reports on what exactly happened in Afghanistan over the weekend. I know when I first heard it that it was basically a lone gunman that went in and murdered all of these people. I have to tell you, it didn't really sit well with me. I simply didn't believe it, because the night raids, which is what it was, are an everyday occurrence in occupied Afghanistan. Every single day they happen. So I thought, one person? That didn't make too much sense. And there's a Reuters report and that everyone can go online and find where the eyewitnesses, and I have to say unequivocally, I believe the people in occupied Afghanistan before I would believe even a single letter, a single utterance that comes out of the Zionist media. Eyewitnesses in occupied Afghanistan, according to a couple of different Reuters reports that they have tried to downplay, mind you, they say that it was a group of Americans who went in and carried out this night raid. And that sounds a bit more plausible to me, because again, this is not something that is anomalous. This is NATO policy, and it's NATO policy to terrorize people. And I also must unequivocally state that this NATO policy of carrying out raids in the middle of the night, it represents the Israelification of this planet, and it represents the Israelification of the military apparatuses of the West, because the night raids are a stunningly and almost exclusively Israeli occurrence. Even what happens in this country, right here in America, you hear about people being dragged from their beds in the middle of the night by the police. This is something that didn't happen 50 to 60 years ago, but it's happened within the last 30 to 40 years. Why? Because the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is nothing more than a conduit for the Mossad, as was revealed by the late Jewish journalist Robert Friedman in his book The False Prophet about Meir Kahane, the founder of the Jewish Defense League. The ADL is governed by the Mossad. It's funded by interests that are allied with the Mossad. And the ADL has been training the police apparatuses of the United States in all of the major cities all across this country. And they've been taking the police chiefs to Israel, to the Zionist regime, so they can be taught the tactics of counterinsurgency and anti-militancy, which of course are merely Zionist euphemisms for terrorism, state terrorism. So what happened in Afghanistan over the weekend, in the idea, the sick and the twisted idea that people have brought something good, have brought something to decent to Afghanistan, is not only racist and colonialist and supremacist, but it's off the wall, and it's an insult to all of the people that have died. The fact of the matter is that occupied Afghanistan was invaded for three reasons. The first reason, to encircle Iran. Everyone knows about all of the bases that are all over Afghanistan, and they all have their guns and their weaponry pointed at Iran. Secondly, to control the heroin. Regardless of what the Taliban was, the fact is, because of their Islamic belief system, they were anti-narcotics wholeheartedly. Now that America has invaded Afghanistan, it now produces 90% of the world's heroin. And as a German intelligence report confirmed, this heroin trade is controlled by Mossad and CIA. And the last reason why Afghanistan was invaded, in this particular reason, is not discussed at all in the Zionist media or the alternative media. And I guess we can say it is because of the gatekeepers. It was invaded because a company known as the Merhav Group of Israel, which is run by a Mossad agent named Yosef A. Maimon, and this is essentially a consortium of multiple Mossad-affiliated companies, they control all of the energy within the Afghanistan region. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and various other countries within the Caucasus Mountain area. And The Afghan government had no business whatsoever in signing papers to sign on to this kind of project. The Taliban wasn't with it. As soon as it was overthrown, one of the very first things that Hamid Karzai, who was a puppet of the highest order, did was sign the agreement solidifying the Tappy pipeline, it's called, and giving Israel complete and total dominion over the mineral-rich resource areas of occupied Afghanistan. So the people are dying there every single day, and I've read reports, sister, that as many as 1.5 million people have died in Afghanistan since it was invaded on October 7, 2001. These people, these innocent men, women, and children, these innocent Afghan men, women, and children are dying because of Zionist interests.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is the only reason. And of course, if you look at the drug trade at any point in time, it was always, always under Jewish domination. Whether you're talking about the drug trade into China in the 1800s, or whether you're talking about even the liquor, leaving drugs, even liquor was under the domination during Prohibition of the Jews in this country. And so it is a way of, it's profit for them, but it's a cultural degradation for the rest of us, those who imbibe. And they've always been in control.
Yes, exactly. And even during Vietnam, I mean, this again is something that is not talked about by the Zionist media nor by the alternative media because of the Jewish gatekeepers that are in our midst. But one of the chief reasons why Vietnam was invaded was to continue funneling money to the CIA and to the Mossad. And it increased the power of Meyer Lansky's drug empire. Meyer Lansky, who was the Jewish mob boss who ran the mafia. No, brothers and sisters, no, ladies and gentlemen, the quote-unquote mafia organized crime was not an Italian-dominated enterprise, but a Jewish-dominated enterprise. And Meyer Lansky and another man named Sidney Korshak, who was arguably the most powerful lawyer in all of this country, sat at the very heads of it. And with the invasion of Vietnam, which just about any anti-imperial professor will tell you, hurt the U.S. military quote-unquote empire. It did not benefit it, but it did very much benefit Meyer Lansky's criminal empire, and he had complete and total dominion over what was known as the Golden Triangle, Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam, which was very, very rich in heroin. And for any further information on this, I would advise all of our brothers and sisters to go read Michael Collins Piper's brilliant book, The Final Judgment, because he covers it all in there.
Absolutely. And of course, they had to get rid of JFK because JFK was going to terminate that the activity, the warfare in Vietnam. So, of course, they had to get rid of him.
Yes, and the chief reason was because John F. Kennedy declared war on the Zionist regime's nuclear program. And
yes.
It's always discussed by the Zionist media, the commentators who do have to come across this information. They say that David Ben-Gurion was having health problems at the time he stepped down in 1963, but this is a terrible, terrible lie. It is the greatest manifestation of Zionist Hasbara on the Kennedy issue. Ben-Gurion stepped down because he realized he would not bully JFK into doing what the Zionist entity wanted him to do. JFK had absolutely, positively no qualms about stating that the Zionist regime's nuclear program could not go on. It could not exist. It was a threat to world peace in his eyes. And the Zionists didn't like John F. Kennedy even before, because JFK was one of the only advocates for the independence of Algeria, even when he was still in the Senate. So it was very necessary for the Zionist regime to eliminate JFK. And I don't believe that, I sincerely don't believe any of the other theories regarding him. And as Michael Collins Piper noted in his book, many of the theories that point the finger away from the Mossad, away from the Zionist regime, and away from Meyer Lansky are either funded by Jews or they were disseminated by James Jesus Angleton, who operated the Mossad desk in the CIA, was a staunch Christian Zionist and was maybe the Zionist entity's greatest ally within America's intelligence services. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe the lies in that regard.
Right, and the books that were written, I mean, there are so many books that were written about the assassination of JFK, and they were written, some of them, by people who are in academia and basically work for the CIA. So, you know, if you look behind the curtain, so to speak, you will find that they have CIA association, which leads right back to what you just said.
Yeah, exactly. And this, again, I mean, to bring it full circle, this is exactly what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. This is exactly what we're talking about, that when you have people within our mix, they are contaminating those of us who are trying to spread the truth 100% of the time. And the fact remains is that it does not matter what you look at and what is taking place in the world. Anything horrific, anything awful, anything associated with criminality, all you need to do is go to your favorite internet search engine and take the specific event that you're reading about, whether it's in the newspapers or on the television, and you put in Israel, or you put in Zionism, or you put in Jews, and you are going to find their hands within it. And this is the only topic, the only topic in all of the world. Never before in the history of the world has a single topic been so monolithically controlled and discouraged from discussion that you cannot speak about without being labeled anti-Semitic, racist, or whatever the hell other word that they're going to concoct in the next 5 to 10 years' time. This is the only topic that we cannot discuss. And of course, the pinnacle of the non-discussion that has been enforced by Jewish interests over the last 150 years or so, and specifically within the last 60 years, is the matter of the quote-unquote Holocaust. This is the only event in history that you cannot discuss and that you can actually do prison time for. My question to all those listening, whether they are our allies, our comrades, our friends, or they are our detractors, is why is it that you can discuss any other historical event, but if you question this idea of 6 million Jews dying under gas, which of course is scientifically impossible to begin with, why is it if you question it, you can be thrown in prison in 16 countries on this planet? And the,
yes.
And the truth is because there is no truth to it whatsoever, and they need this lie to be upheld so they can continue carrying out their operations of subversion and lobbying, domineering all over the world. And that's really the heart of it.
Exactly. In fact, I got an email just recently in the last day or two about a gentleman, Gunter Deckert, who was sentenced to 5 months in prison for translating a book regarding the Holocaust. And so, I mean, that's just for translating a book. He did not write the book. He merely translated it.
That's utterly deplorable. That is absolutely deplorable. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that Adolf Hitler's biography, Mein Kampf, is banned in several European countries also.
Yes, I believe you're right.
And you know, I'd like to take the time while we have, I know that we're going to be approaching another break very shortly, but I wanted to mention the brother Brendan O'Connell in Australia.
Oh, yes, yes.
This brave brother was thrown into prison for simply criticizing Zionist racism towards the Palestinian people. He's in prison now. It was sentenced to what, 2 years in prison?
I think three. I think he was sentenced to three.
Okay, three. And I'd like to bring his struggle to light for everyone, because I was informed by Brother Mark Glenn, who's in constant contact with Brother Brendan, that Brother Brendan has recently began a hunger strike. And he is now on his eighth day of his hunger strike. And while we're on the subject, there's also the sister Hanna al-Shalabi in occupied Palestine, who's on her 27th day of hunger strike. And this was a woman who was abducted and held in administrative detention for over 3 years prior to the prisoner swap between Hamas and the Zionist regime last year, and the Zionist regime has arrested her and thrown her back into administrative detention. And then there's also the brother Abdel Hadi al-Khawaja in the Kingdom of Bahrain, which is a staunch ally of the Zionist entity. The filthy king of Bahrain once bragged that his closest friends are in the Mossad, and he told all of his closest advisors, do not refer to Israel as the Zionist entity, and do not refer to it as the Zionist enemy, and do not refer to it as the occupier. So this is one of the most deplorable regimes in the entire region, hence why the United States and Israel gave Saudi Arabia the go-ahead to crush the uprising there. And this man, Abdel Hadi al-Khawaja, who's a great friend of the Palestinian people, is on hunger strike for his 33rd day. So I believe that we should give our solidarity, and we should extend our prayers to all three of these tremendous, tremendous brothers and sisters.
Right. All righty. We're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com, and we will take calls after the first break in the second hour at 800-313-9443. Now, you mentioned the people that are on hunger strikes, and we also talked earlier You were referring to Jesus and talking about how he talked against the Jews. And, of course, we know that he was he threw the money changers out of the temple court. And there is also a reference to the fear of the Jews, that people were afraid of the Jews even then. And so it is alarming to me that so many Christians support the occupied Palestine. It is just amazing to me, because if they opened the New Testament and read what he said about them, if they just read the circumstances of his death and all the other things that were going on, how could they possibly not recognize what is going on in the Middle East? It is just amazing to me.
The aspects of Zionist terrorism, they do not exclusively apply to Muslims. They don't exclusively apply to secularists who happen to resist the occupation. The Zionist entity is very much engaged in massacres of Palestinian Christians. They're very much engaged in destruction of Palestinian Christian property. It happens just about every single day. You can just go to Ynet and Haaretz and in the Jerusalem Post and now this newspaper, the Times of Israel and Israel Hayom. You can go to Jewish media and Zionist media and Israeli media outlets, and along with Palestinian outlets like the Palestinian Information Center or Man News or Wafa, and you can read about the crimes that Israel commits against the Palestinian Christians on a daily basis, whether it's people writing, "We're glad we killed Jesus, astaghfirullah," on the walls of a Palestinian church, or Christians being spit on by Jewish settlers in occupied Al-Quds, which is a very common Orthodox Jewish practice, as Professor Israel Shahak laid out in his book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion. Whether it is the massacre of Palestinian Christians during Al-Nakba, entire villages of Palestinian Christians were wiped out by the Haganah, by the Stern Gang and other Jewish militias. It's very evident that Jewish culture, and brothers and sisters, I'm saying Jewish culture, not Zionism, because this is extremely important. Jewish culture is inherently anti-Christian and anti-Christ, period. There can be no discussion about this. I mean, Talmudic teachings say that Holy Mother Mary, alayha salam, was a whore who slept around. And it says that Jesus himself, alayhi salam, was a bastard who was rotting in his own bodily fluids, burning in hell.
Yes. And, yes, terrible. All righty, we'll be right back. We're taking our 60-second top-the-hour break. We'll be right back.